96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. If you have a child going to college in the fall, chances are they're getting their supplies together for dormitory life. And many of those students will be attending historically black colleges or universities like Howard University, Morehouse, Hampton, Morgan State, FAMU, and others. But with so many choices on the table in 2016, why should an HBCU be a consideration? Well, we're talking about that tonight and efforts to support students attending HBCUs. My guests are Jamie Teddy. She is the president of the D.C. Metro HBCU Alumni Alliance Incorporated, Maritha Gay, executive director of external affairs at Kaiser Permanente, and Chris Washington, president of the Howard University Alumni Association. If you have a question or if you have a comment, and I'm sure you will, about HBCUs, give us a call. If you are on the fence with your child about attending an HBCU, this is where you can get some questions answered about why they should. And certainly, if you're considering supporting an HBCU, these are the people that you should talk to. You can talk to me, too, because I'm second generation HBCU. Daughter's going to Howard in the fall. Third generation.
Nice.
We are three for three. Thank you all so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let me start with you, Jamie. Jamie, you went to the other HU.
Hampton University. Okay. Say the name.
She says with pride.
That's right.
Yeah, she said it with pride, and I love the HU pride, the HBCU pride. But why an HBCU? Why did you make that decision to go?
For me, it was part of the legacy of my family. My father attended Virginia State University. My brother attended Hampton University. And it was something that was ingrained in me from when I was young. I immediately went there and felt accepted, felt comfortable, and felt that I had a community around me that wanted me to thrive and do well. So that was part of my decision to attend HBCU.
Same thing for you, Chris. You went to Howard,
yes, sir,
and you continued the process as president of the Alumni Association. Talk about giving back. I mean, that's a big deal. Why do you believe that HBCUs are relevant in 2016?
The first part is there's always going to be a need for HBCUs. When I talk to other alum, it's about a sense of belonging. Because when you go away to college, you know, leave home for the first time, for many of us it's first time away from home, you get out to a place and you look around and it's comfortable when you have people who you look like, with similar experiences. But then the flip side of that is most of us think we're all stars at our high schools, and we get to college, you realize everybody's a star. Mm-hmm. So when you're able to bond and form those likenesses, it really shows not so much in school, but once you graduate, you know, the relationships that you've built from freshman year through graduate school for some folks, that's really what sets apart, because you know the education you can get, but the foundation, be able to say, you know what, I can do this no matter what. That I think that's what really comes out of HBCUs.
One of the interesting things that we often talk about when you talk about supporting HBCUs, the emotional support, the spiritual support, if you will, always critical, but certainly financial support is a big piece of that goes to the heart of the health of an HBCUs. And even though we are in a position now where we're seeing all of this huge growth in college attendance across the board, we're also seeing a huge growth in the cost of going to college. Maritha, talk to me a little bit about supporting HBCUs, and I also want to begin to drill down a little bit on this event that's coming up as well.
Yes, well, at Kaiser Permanente, we believe
We believe that when you think about health, in order to have good health, that education is at the center of that. And when you think about the HBCUs, the experiences, the alumni, the importance of and the focus on education, we want to make sure as a healthcare organization committed to the total health of our communities that we're lifting up communities and promoting college and career readiness activities. And that's why we're supporting the HBC Alliance, Alumni Alliance, because we know that they have a captive audience. And if we're really talking about educating youth and the importance of them staying in school and being ready for careers and college, we're right at the center of it, and the HBCU Alliance is one way for us to help lift up communities. We know when people are educated that they have better health outcomes. Mm-hmm. It's easier for them to purchase insurance and buy healthier food and join a gym and exercise. And so, again, Kaiser Permanente is all about total health, and so we want to be and support organizations that are really truly committed to improving and helping students attend college. And HBCUs is one way when we talk about vulnerable communities that we need these colleges really to support the youth in a very big way. That personal and social connection that the HBCUs have in supporting youth is critical to helping students not only go to school, but to stay in school.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about historically black colleges and universities tonight and why you should support them. And also, you may hear some things that you may not have known, and we probably have some myths to dispel as well. Let me go to the phone lines. William calling from Elk Ridge. Thanks for calling, William. What's on your mind?
Hey, how y'all doing? I just wanted to say it's a privilege to even talk to all of y'all. God heaven knows. I just had this conversation at work today because I graduated Howard, and then I went into the military as an officer. And I tell anybody, I say, you know, we as black individuals, we as a black community, we got to do that. I have a daughter now that just graduated Hampton. I got another one that's getting ready to graduate Hampton. And so this is things that we as an African-American community get to continuously keep pumping into our children. And, you know, and I commend y'all because I do more than, you know, and I love this stuff. So, you know, and I just had somebody today at my office and they were talking to me and they were like, hey, man, you know, how's it feel? You know, you graduated HBCU, then you went into the military. Why you ain't go to University of Maryland? I said, because I wanted HBCU. And I said, when they accepted me at HBCU, to me, that was a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
To get accepted into Howard University and to come out of Howard and walk into the military as an officer and now getting ready to make major in about another month.
Wow.
And I'm still moving, and I'm still moving. And I'm looking at my daughters, and I'm going, my baby's graduating Hampton. Oh, go ahead, you know. And I, you know, one of them graduating, that's when she's a P3 this year. My last one is a P3, so God has truly blessed me. You know, and then they look at me, and I'm like, now, when they, so all I'm going to say is this. God, I know God is good, because this same conversation I had with somebody today, and here you go making up the topic.
Well, Tony, and I got your name wrong. It's Tony, but thank you so much, Tony, and I appreciate your phone call and continued success and good luck to you.
Can I just jump in on
sure,
that?
Sure, please, go right ahead.
Because this conversation has been had about why go to an HBCU, and, part of that conversation has been, well, the world is not all black, mm-hmm. right? So why go to an HBCU? But you don't hear people having that same conversation about going to Georgetown. The world is not all Catholic, so you can't go to a Catholic school. You don't hear anybody from the Jewish faith tell their people you can't go to Yeshiva University. That's just not the – so there's always going to be a relevance. There's always going to be a support system that's sort of built in through the HBCUs. And again, each HBCU has different things that they do well, but the fact that you can come together from different backgrounds and come to a place and not just look around and say, I'm just one of a huge number. And I think that's really what we're talking about with the HBCUs. And then, of course, the alumni, they graduate and they go on and do fabulous things.
I want to talk more about that, but I want to make sure that we mention the HBCU Alumni Alliance 5K Run 2K Walk. How can we get more people to know about this? Tell me a little bit more about it, if you don't mind, Jamie.
Sure. The first thing they can do is go to our website, dchbcu.org. The HBCU Alliance is a 501c3 nonprofit community-based organization, and our goals are to support fundraising, to support HBCUs, higher education, and community initiatives. So this Saturday, we have our event on the campus of Historic Howard University, a 5K run, 2K walk, health, wellness, and fitness fair. We have opportunities for people to register till tomorrow, and then there's also on-site registration on Saturday. We'll have vendors. Kaiser Permanente will have a health mobile. There'll be other fitness professionals there, a kid zone, all in the name of promoting healthy communities and also giving the opportunity to raise money for scholarships and for HBCUs.
Scholarships, there's the buzzword. I mean, that the reality is, no matter where you go to college these days, even if you go to a trade school or if you go to Ivy League or an HBCU, college is not cheap. And the reality is that you need not only the support of parents, and you need students to get good grades so that they can get scholarships, but you really do need alums to come in and to dig a little deep to contribute.
That's one of the concerns. A lot of our HBCUs, the talk is they're not thriving, they're not doing as well, and the alumni aren't the only resource, but they're one of the resources to help them continue to grow and prosper and do well, and that's a need of the Alliance.
Right, and also, alumni have to realize that they're the biggest organization at any university. Right? It doesn't matter the student groups, because the alumni will always outnumber anybody else. So if alumni can pull together, especially at our HBCUs, and I especially look at my alumni from Howard, if we pulled together and got up the percentage rate, our alumni giving rate, to where it needs to be, we would actually, I believe, solve about 70% of the issues that are hampering Howard University right now. It's alumni digging in their pockets and leading the way, and it doesn't take $5,000. It can take $5. It can take $10. Just as long as everybody starts to give, because the important thing is, no matter what school you're at, whether it's Howard, Hampton, Virginia State, Yale, Harvard, the first thing people ask when you go to them is, who's supporting your university? Mm. So no matter where you go to, and they say, are alumni supporting? And when you can't say alumni are supporting a university, then that leaves people like Kaiser to say, well, I'm not going to support you if your alumni are not going to support you. That's just the dollars and cents.
Maritha, you wanted to make a brief comment.
Yes, I want to make a brief comment. One of the main reasons that Kaiser supports, Permanente supports the HBCU Alliance, is because of the focus that they have on higher education and the scholarships. Again, as an organization, committed to total health, we want to make sure that people know their numbers. And that's why we're going to be providing our mobile health van on site, so that people know their numbers. When I talk about knowing their numbers, is that we need to know, especially in the African-American community, your baseline for your blood pressure and your body mass index.
Hold that point, because I need to take a break shortly, but I wanted to let our listeners know, if you have a question about HBCUs, perhaps, as I said earlier, if you're on the fence about attending, or if your child is on the fence about attending, or maybe you have a child that is now attending, you're considering it, if you want questions answered, these are the people who have been there, including myself. So you can give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We will have some answers for you. William, calling from Baltimore, stay with us. We're going to talk to you on the other side of the break. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Again, we're taking your phone calls in just a bit at 202-319-7810. Talking about historically black colleges and universities. I'm so glad I went to Morgan State. Yeah, I said it. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay with us.